It's time for the Phenology Talkback segment, and this week we are going to start with our school in Ely, Minnesota. The sixth graders there are sending in their reports from Beth Olson's class, and today Summit is our reporter.
Hello from the Ely Memorial Middle School on the edge of the Boundary Waters. This is the Phenology Report for the week of November 15th to 22nd. My name is Summit and I am your phenologist today. Many people in our grade saw deer over the last weekend. Brayden saw a wolf. John saw a fox. Izzy saw a couple of squirrels. Zoe saw a snowshoe hare that had turned white. Also, Drew has a meadow by his house and saw a bunch of snowshoe hares that were 50% white. Ella saw a gray jay, and James S. found tracks of where an eagle dove and found a mouse. Connor saw mouse tracks. Jack and Drew saw a 6-point buck. It has been snowy and cold. Connor even saw an icicle. We had almost 10 inches of snow on Thursday and had a snow day. We had a couple first. We had ice on the ground. Bria and Kaz saw deer beds in the snow. Sylvia and our sister saw wolf tracks on the road. Kaz and Brayden saw a wolf kill of a deer. Allison saw chickadees. Chance heard wolves howling. This concludes our phenology report. Be observant wherever you are and enjoy your week.
Thank you, Summit. Nice job. Lots of things to report there. Deer, wolf, fox, lots of canids up there, busy. Snowshoe hares, completely white. And gray jays. Don't often see gray jays down here, but always look forward to seeing them. 10 inches of snow. My goodness, Ely really got whacked. That one missed us. And the report of an eagle coming down for a mouse in the snow. You could see the wing prints. I'm thinking it might have been more likely an owl of one sort or another. Eagles seldom attack small mammals on the ground. They're more apt to find a roadkill deer or steal something from an osprey than they are to attack a small mammal on the ground. But always fun to see those kinds of things. And with the snow on the ground, it once again becomes possible.